News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The climate crisis is too important to be left to politicians alone. They're the words of Oxfam CEO Jim Clarkin, who's attending the Ground Up Climate Justice Forum in Cork today. Jim, why do you say the climate crisis is too important to be left to politicians?
Well, I think we all know, I think most people understand the depth and severity of the climate crisis. I've recently come back from Southern Africa, where there are Zambia and Zimbabwe, where there are 60 million people whose lives are impacted by this crisis right now, not in the future, not sometime in the distance. And we've seen here wildfires in Kerry and Wicklow. We've seen flooding in Middleton, and we've seen flooding in Valencia here in Europe. And so the point is that the climate crisis is happening now, not at some distant time in the future. And it's happening, and it's universal. It's happening everywhere. It manifests differently in different places. And, you know, when you see what's happening in the world, there's a lot of distraction, understandably so, because of all the other major items that are major issues that are happening and major items that we need to discuss. But climate crisis is not going away. It's getting worse. It's here. It's now. And we need to see, you know, across society, we need to see engagement in this. And what we're doing in UCC today and tomorrow over the next few days is bringing a group of sort of different actors who sometimes don't get the news opportunity to come together and look at the kind of solutions. And this is a solutions focused event. It's not about, you know, we know how desperate it is and how difficult it is. But we do also know the communities and local groups are very interested and very active and doing really important things.
So what can you do? What can small organisations, what can grassroots movements do?
Well, if you look at the people that are coming together with us, we have Bohemian Football Club, we have the Working Class Climate Alliance, Communities Against the Injustice of Mining, we have the Irish Donut Economics Network, and that's a group of people who look at the fact that the donut term is the fact that the planet is only so big. We have to work within the boundaries. And when you look at the economic activity, now the militarization of the world, you know, there's only so many materials you can use. There's only so much carbon we can burn. And, you know, we run out of it if we don't do it properly. And so oftentimes local groups aren't included in this conversation. It's done at this high political level. It's done at these big global moments. But in actual fact, local community groups are amazing, and they're doing really practical things. And we see that all the time. And we want them to come together to look at the kind of solutions that they see and see if we can amplify them and see if we can scale them up and bring them across society.
Is there an appetite there among the public to do it? I often think about climate change that it kind of comes second to everything. People are aware of it. People are conscious of it. But they don't really want to make changes to their life. And B, if something comes along like COVID or an economic crash or a trade war, it's quickly relegated.
Yeah, that's often the way it is with us. But if you have kids in school and if they're coming home to you, as mine are, all the time and saying, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? There's a whole generation and older than that, people in their 20s and 30s as well, who are very aware of this, who see this as the biggest issue. You know, the economic issues come and go. This is not going to come and go. It's here. And we need to do something, you know, very substantial about it. And yeah, I understand that it's not always front of mind, but it is always the biggest issue that we're going to face. So, you know, and there are practical things you can do. So, for example, we as Oxfam were recently nominated for an award on the circular economy. So we have a network of shops, as people may know, and what those shops are doing, and we now have a partnership with OnPost to give people an easy way to make sure that their clothing and all their books and all the other things don't end up in landfill. They end up coming back to be reused over and over again. And it's just a slight shift in mindset. And we all need to do it. We all need to kind of think differently about how we can do things. And this isn't about landing it on the public either. But what this is about is, you know, amplifying the voices of community groups, organisations that care about this, that understand that it's an issue. Of course, they've all their other things to deal with too. But in parallel, they can make little changes that actually make a huge difference.
Okay. Oxfam CEO Jim Clarkin, thank you indeed for coming into us. That Ground Up Climate Justice Forum is on in Cork today. Jim Clarkin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.